Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Seven past the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day. Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler, Rich McFadden, and Doug Steffen running around there somewhere as he makes his way across country with Charlotte. He's in Jackson, Tennessee, I believe it is.
I'm going to Jackson.
I'm going to Jackson. So we're here with you nice and early this morning and seeing what's going on around the world. I think the big stories of the day are the anchor shakeups.
Yeah.
With Brian Williams mm-hmm. getting 6 months unpaid vacation. Congratulations to him. And John Stewart of The Daily Show saying, you know what? He's hysterical. He says, I hear I have this really nice family, and I'd like to have dinner with him at some point. So he says, it's over. So who's going to replace him? Jennifer has an interesting...
I think that Brian Williams should replace Jon Stewart, because then he could kind of do his own thing. He could tell any stories he wants to tell. As Jon Stewart, you can do that. As Brian Williams, you can't. So maybe this is the right move for him.
How about Jay Leno?
I think Jay Leno would be good, but I think that he's too old, honestly. And I don't mean that.
No, you're right.
I don't mean that in a way that's bad, because I'm a huge fan of Jay Leno, but I think that Comedy Central wants to capture that young, cynical audience, and I just don't think that Jay Leno is the young, cynical guy to do that.
How about Joel McHale?
He'd be great. He'd be 100% what they're looking for.
Is he the guy from Talk Soup?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And Community.
Yeah. He'd be good. Okay. Let's see. What's going
on? Call, Ken. Gosh, you should be making the big money. Look at you.
Yeah.
Who owns them? Viacom owns them, right? Yeah, you should go work for them, Ken. Make the big bucks.
I'll make some calls.
What's happening with Bobby Christina this morning?
He's still alive from everything that's been going on, but you know, the rumor was that Bobby Brown was going to let her go today because it's the anniversary, the 3-year anniversary of Whitney Houston's death. So the family then came out and said, well, that's not necessarily true. We're not going to do that. We're still continuing to pray and hope that she turns out and that she...
So, but yesterday I heard that they found bruises on her chest.
Yeah, this is crazy. Yeah. Apparently, they found bruises and some stuff consistent with what could be looked at as foul play or something that they need to investigate. Her brother / boyfriend / wannabe husband said, oh, no, those came from me trying to revive her.
How is it that these women always seem to be attracted to these scumbags.
What if he offed her and said, oh, what if I put her in the bathtub? No one will question it because it looks like she's just following in her mom's footsteps.
So were the contusions only on her chest area? I mean, because that's what he is saying.
Why do you want to know that?
Well, because then there could be some truth in him saying I was trying to give her CPR.
No. I thought I had read something about bruises on her face as well, but I can't seem to find it now.
But you looked at her face over the years, especially the last year where she's been in the fight. Her face looks terrible.
Well, that's what her faces always look like.
Yeah, right.
She's got great things to say about you, too.
Thank you. Rich McFadden, Jennifer Horan, Ken Kessler, Doug Steffen on the Good Day program. We are focused on the lottery to a point because there are a lot of people who are buying a lot of tickets today, pushing $500 million. Did you know that there are about $2 billion in lottery prizes that have been unclaimed? As a matter of fact, that's just from last year. $2 billion in lottery prizes go unclaimed. Many of those tickets are worth between $1 and $5, but some people never realize that they have the prize. There's like 300 prizes worth $1 million or more went unclaimed last year. Let's see, what else have they got here? There's an app called Lotto Lotto that alerts lottery players if they have a winning ticket. How do you know?
You enter your numbers. So you buy the ticket, you enter your numbers, and then...
And it'll just tell you if you win.
Right.
Okay. All right. So on the eve of the drawing tonight, interesting that there are a number of $1 million winners that have not picked up their tickets and their winnings. Wow. What are the chances of that? Not much for all of us, but...
And that used to be the lottery that retailers called gift cards. There's so much money in our economy that is just kind of like, oh, I didn't know I had that coming to me. Whether it be the lottery unclaimed winners, whether it be gift cards, whether it be tax refunds, whether it be... I mean, if you sat there and watched every single nickel that was due to you, I bet you a lot of us would find a lot of money under those sofa cushions.
Yep.
Really? That's good to know. Thank you. Congratulations. Dr. Ronald Hoffman, Esquire. Ron Hoffman, drhoffman.com, is going to be with us in a moment to talk about an ailment that has a new name. That's up next here on Good Day.
I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Set up multiple local numbers to give your business the appearance of being local, no matter where your office is. I also recommend adding a toll-free number to make it easy to serve national customers. There are some 800 numbers, but you can also have an 877-866 or 844 toll-free vanity number that makes your number easy to remember and promotes your business. Keep listening for more ideas here and visit grasshopper.com.
Musicians, right now during Guitar Center's President's Day sale, save up to 60% off the best selection of guitars, drums, keyboards, DJ, and more. Feels like a Mitchell acoustic guitar, now just $99. Repairs of Vicksburg X5A drumsticks for just $12. Or a Harbinger 4-channel PA for just $169. Plus, grab your copy of The List, featuring hundreds of deals so good we can't advertise them. Or create a deal with a cash-saving coupon from GuitarCenter.com. Don't miss the savings this President's Day weekend at Guitar Center.
Did you pay to do your taxes this year? Or did you not pay to do your taxes because you filed them for free on TurboTax? And then you had some money to spend on something else, like a miniature train set, so you can give all your 2-inch tall friends a ride to a tiny post office or something. Anyhow, how you do your taxes is up to you. But if you want to pay absolute zero, then hop on TurboTax.com and file your taxes for free. Intuit TurboTax. It's amazing what you're capable of.
For simple U.S. returns only. Offer may end without notice. See offer details at TurboTax.com.
Doug Steffen's Good Day program at 13 past the hour with Rich McFadden, Ken Kessler, Jennifer Horn, and now Dr. Ron Hoffman joins us. Check out his website for his wonderful newsletter that comes out every week. I read it from stem to stern. Find out lots of things about my health and well-being that I want to know, and you can find out about yours as well. It's Dr. Hoffman, H-O-F-F-M-A-N, drhoffman.com. So it looks like the government's at it again, Ron. Chronic fatigue syndrome. You know what that is? You probably treat a lot of people. Is it more common this time of year? When does this chronic fatigue syndrome usually show up?
Well, you know, fatigue as a symptom is very common this time of year because this is prime SAD time, seasonal affective disorder.
Right.
Time.
I have it. I'm right there. I'll tell you right off the bat. That's why I'm going to California.
So people are lethargic, and that's an ordinary run-of-the-mill form of fatigue. But chronic fatigue syndrome is something different. In fact, the name is kind of a misnomer because it goes beyond fatigue. People who have CFS, they feel really crappy. They feel ill. They feel dizzy. They feel lightheaded. They feel very poorly.
All right, so the government says it should be renamed systemic exertion intolerance disease. SEID. Systemic exertion. What the hell does that present?
It refers to a hallmark of that condition, which, you know, most people, you know, they feel tired. You know, basically, you know, look, get off your butt, get off the couch, get outside, take a vigorous walk or run. Yeah. You'll feel better, you know.
Yeah.
But for people with chronic fatigue syndrome, it's the opposite. They feel completely knocked out. It brings up all the symptoms. They get headaches, nausea, bodily aches and pains. And so that is one of the hallmarks of that. Look, in England, they call it myalgic encephalitis, you know, ME. And there's a variety of names for this. I don't think one name can properly account for it. And, you know, adding more initials or a longer name to it is going to add to confusion.
Typical government baloney, though.
Yeah.
More than 100 countries have a higher measles immunization rate than we do. Coverage for 1-year-olds in the U.S. may be at a reasonable sounding 91%, but there are still 100 countries that are more successful in vaccinating their children against measles, and they include Bangladesh, Russia, Iran, and Libya, according to a story at DougStephan.com. So what's your take on the latest in terms of the measles? There's another, well, there are a few other cases, about, what, 120 cases reported now around the country?
Yeah, you know, I've tried to stay away from the vaccine debate, but, you know, you have to enter into something.
Oh, go ahead. Come on. Jump in.
Look, you know, measles is a bad disease, yeah. And I have to say that in general, I support the effort to get more people vaccinated.
But why are you reserved that? Well, what's the reservation?
Here's the caveat: is we really cannot close the door on the vaccination debate. Just like the global warmest people say, you know, settled science, but no anybody who challenges this is a flat earther. I think we have to take a look at the vast profusion of vaccinations that we give to our kids and ask ourselves, is this ultimately a big way in their interest? Should we open the door to more and more and more vaccines to the point where we vaccinate kids against 100 different things and
yeah,
all
so the drug
all
companies love
misfortune.
It. Yeah, they love the drug companies love that stuff.
Clearly, there's a lot of
but they don't.
There.
Nobody talks about thimethoxazole or thimerosal or whatever stuff.
They do, they say, well, you know, it's not so bad. We've taken it out of most things.
Well, of course, it's bad. It's mercury, for God's sakes.
Well, it's supposedly the type of mercury that's not such bad mercury, but that's like saying that, you know, there's a type of car exhaust that's better than another type of bad car, like diesel car exhaust.
Diesel fumes are worse for you than
regular,
the gasoline engine. Yeah, right.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay.
So, you know, look, there are problems. We shouldn't close our eyes to them. We should, you know, stop this epidemic from spreading. But we should not use it as an excuse to ridicule vaccine skeptics.
Well, I think that there are a lot of people that are into the system that are ridiculing. It was like the flu vaccine, which is drummed as it well should be, because most of the flu, what's in the flu vaccine won't do you any good. It's not the right vaccine, right?
It's a little bit like Rahm Emanuel once said, you just don't ever let a good crisis go to waste. You know, here's a little bit of a crisis. It's not a terrible crisis. It's just not that many. It's not thousands of people. There's not hundreds of people dying. It's just we're seeing an emergence of the measles, and the concern is maybe not enough people have been vaccinated. That does not mean that we should close the debate eternally on vaccine safety.
Unbelievable. All right. So we have the vaccine stuff. It really, what are you? Are you worried about the measles in New York? You practice in New York. Is there anything to worry about?
Not seeing it, and there's a few cases of it. There's another factor involved, and that is a big factor in whether or not you get the measles or a severe case, or whether you ultimately get very sick or die, is your underlying nutritional status. And children used to die of measles in times where there was a lot of malnutrition. Just giving a little vitamin A to people in third world countries helps them withstand the seriousness of these types of childhood diseases. So I would, you know, simple, good nutrition, some vitamin A, C, D. These are nutrients that can actually help the immune system fight against common
strengthen
viruses.
Strengthen your immune system. That's the whole idea. That's the bottom line.
Yep.
Dr. Hoffman, H-O-F-F-M-A-N, drhoffman.com. Good place to go to get his intelligent medicine newsletter every week. Ron, thanks for being here on Good Day.
Thank you, Doug.
Private mortgage insurance, or PMI, can cost you thousands. The Quicken Loans PMI Advantage is our lender-paid mortgage insurance program. You see, we pay the PMI so you don't have to. PMI Advantage can give you more options, more flexibility, and may save you thousands when you refinance. To learn more, call us at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states and laws number 3030.
How many people remember Vince Lombardi? Everybody remember him?
Yeah.
Legendary Packers coach.
Right.
There was a thrift store in Asheville, North Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of gems in there. Last weekend, a couple went in and bought a sweater for 58 cents. Sean McAvoy and his wife, Ricky, bought this West Point sweater at a Goodwill store, took it home, were watching a Lombardi documentary, and they realized they had purchased Vince Lombardi's sweater worth $20,000.
Wow.
That's awesome.
They spent 58 cents at Goodwill The owner of it, the family, had given it to somebody, and he gave it to Goodwill. So there you go. Those sorts of things are wonderful.
Talk about hitting the lottery.
The lottery. There you go. So they spent 58 cents to get something worth 20 grand. Very cool. Very good thing. And that story, I think, has been floating around here and there on the Internet, so I decided I'd paraphrase it and put it together for your listening and dancing pleasure. It's 21 after the hour, and good day.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people, like when the jeweler ruined my ring and wouldn't do anything about it. But when my Legal Shield attorney called him and told him what my rights were, I received a check for over $2,100. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com, or call 855-340-SAVE. Again, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
The video of the day today at DougStefan.com comes from YouTube performer Anthony Vincent. Have we ever had any of his material on before, Kenny?
Yeah, he does these 10-second songs with lots of different, in lots of different styles. I think we had him do a Thriller version around Halloween.
Oh, right. Okay. Yeah. So this is for Valentine's Day. 20 love songs in 20 different singing styles. Yeah, I remember him now. This is the audio, but you got to see the video. Video of the day box is what you see.
20 love songs performed in 20 different styles. Here we go.
So honey, now.
Something in Bon Jovi style.
He's doing 20 different styles.
And then a Bon Jovi song in Elvis style.
So he's taking classic love songs and doing them in a totally different style.
This is Queen, right?
And now he's doing Elvis as Queen would have done it. Now he's doing Queen as Tupac would have done it.
All right, so how much time does it take to do something like this, Kenny? You know about editing these things. Is this a week, 2 weeks, a month? How long does it take to do something like this?
I don't know. He's pretty quick about it. He usually throws a new one up about every week.
Let's back up on this one. Now he's doing Tupac Shakur as Frank Sinatra would have done it. Hold on.
Tell me you don't.
contemplate. In my heart, I know you wouldn't tell me.
All right. Can you get away? It's kind of intriguing. It's creative. Yeah, why not?
It's cool.
Yeah. Very neat. Okay, video of the day. That's you got to check it out. See the different faces, even, as he's performing these different songs. There is good news for those of you who like the ukulele. I should have had a contest to spell ukulele. You know how to spell ukulele, Jen Jen?
Oh, gosh. It's like U-E... Kalele. Okay, wait. U-K-E... L-E-L-E. I don't know. Leave me alone.
I've asked Maestro McFadden to bring his ukulele into the studio so that we can listen to his nylon string.
Well, what's the story? I mean,
the story is the ukulele is coming back. The various people who are playing it, Zoe Deschanel. Is that how you pronounce her name? Deschanel?
Zoe yeah. Deschanel.
All right.
You know, if you go to the Guitar Center.
Yes, Rich.
You're right.
You asked me to tell you why this was going on, but go ahead.
No, it's making a comeback, right?
You're helping me. Yes.
At the Guitar Center, they're all over the place now.
Are they?
$50. You can buy a ukulele.
Who? Eddie Vedder. Why do I remember that name?
From Pearl Jam.
Okay, all right. Bought one of these songs. He has a Hawaiian ukulele, a Beatles cover on Central Park. He's got, there are ukulele songs. So what are you playing?
The Beatles.
Let It Be?
Yeah. So, I mean, it's so easy. For a month, I've been playing it. So, Jen.
There's a ukulele music festival, even. Reno, Nevada, Milwaukee, Napa. Hey, that's really good, Richie.
Yeah, no, I'm proud of you.
Isn't that good?
Nice.
There's four or five chords you need. And there's one set of chords that where you can just sit there and you can play the same song over and over again.
How many other songs do you know? I want to hear another song. Come on.
I want to hear...
Richie, I want to hear another. We have 30 seconds. I'm very impressed.
Two.
Aren't you?
Freebird!
All right, cool.
That's next.
All right, story about the ukuleles and the ukulele interested parties is there for the taking. You can check around, do a little research at DougStefan.com. 20 and after the hour now.
Welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
Hey, Staples guy? How do I know I'm getting the best price on this laptop?
Staples will match our competitors' prices, even if you find it online.
What about this tablet?
Price match guarantee.
And the smartphone?
Yep.
What about these ink cartridges, my chances of winning the lottery, and toner?
Guaranteed. No way guaranteed. Guaranteed.
Make on budget happen. Make best prices happen. Staples. Make more happen. Now at Staples, save up to $220 on select HP laptops powered by Intel.
Offer ends 2/14/15 in-store only while supplies last. Price match good at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store or staples.com for details.
Wow, you look fabulous.
Thanks.
I mean, so refreshed.
Must be the free facial I earned during February at Rite Aid.
February?
Yeah, you can earn all these great rewards just by shopping at Rite Aid.
That sounds fab.
It's February at Rite Aid. Earn rewards from mini golf to beauty treatments to vacations for every $50 you spend on participating products with your Wellness Plus card. Now through February 28th. Get shopping and start earning rewards today. Certain restrictions apply. Value and types of rewards will vary. See RiteAid.com/February for details.
Musicians, right now during Guitar Center's President's Day sale, save up to 60% off the best selection of guitars, drums, keyboards, DJ, and more. Deals like a Mitchell acoustic guitar, now just $99. Repairs of Vicfort X5A drumsticks for just $12. Or a Harbinger 4-channel PA for just $169. Plus, grab your copy of The List, featuring hundreds of deals so good we can't advertise them. Or create a deal with a cash-saving coupon from GuitarCenter.com. Don't miss the savings this President's Day weekend at Guitar Center.
This is your Daily High, and I'm Andy Greenberg. I would like you to imagine a restaurant that has absolutely no menus. That means when you sit down, there's not a menu. How do you know what you're going to be eating? The answer is, welcome to the buffet, where you actually get up and you go online with everybody else.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
What good is a big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Did you know every woman will layer on 14 pounds of toxins in use of cosmetics alone? Unfortunately, top brands women rely on to look their best may be hiding harsh chemicals that have been linked to cancer, organ failure, and birth defects. Longevity Minerals, an all-natural beauty line that heals your skin from the inside out. Try it today at www.morethanhighheels.com. That's www.morethanhighheels.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Now 33 after the hour, Doug Steffens Good Day programs Wednesday, the 11th of February. The end of Mercury being in retrograde, tough day for people. Well, some people are having a good day and some people are not
having a good day. Praise the Lord. I'm glad it's over.
Yeah, it's been a tough one for me. It's a very, very, very tough one.
It's just funny how over the years we go from retrograde, Mars and retrograde, what is this? And now Jennifer's like, praise the Lord, it's over.
It is. I had like so many computer issues. Just a lot of craziness.
Yeah, a lot of misunderstood communication. A lot of people do things during retrograde that they regret. Then how do you fix some of those things?
And anyway, I was also a little menstrual, so I'm sure that has something to do with it. TMI.
And you're not the only one. It's time for us to check in on Facebook.com/today, Twitter. The biggest romp is from people who want to have their say about Brian Williams. So we have a special treat coming up for you in a moment. But first, Kenny, to update us on what you're saying about the Brian Williams fiasco.
Stephen says, it's amazing how the news media reacts to one of their own when they get caught lying.
In what way? Would you want to go? Do you want to interpolate that a little, Kenny?
Well, just, it's on the news on every channel.
Yeah. George Stephanopoulos yesterday was playing with it. He didn't have his. He had a smirk in his voice, not in his face.
You know, I heard a great term yesterday of all of the rest of the news industry basically feeding on their own, calling them prestitutes.
Really?
Yeah. I thought that was a great term. Prestitutes. How they turn on their own. Prestitutes. Yeah.
Prestitutes. All right. What else you got? A couple more comments.
Patrick says, the fact that Geraldo Rivera is so vociferously defending Brian Williams makes me wonder what he's hiding.
Well, I can tell you this. It's not in the treasure chest.
Yeah, it's not in the tomb.
What else?
One more. Ian says, Brian Williams now becomes the first person in history to suffer consequences for lying about the Iraq war.
Oh, you know, isn't that perfect? That is perfect. His job is to tell the facts, but under the circumstances, all those people who lied during the Bush years to get us to go in, he got all these people to lie through their teeth to get us to even convince Colin Powell to present all these people that who seem to have lost all their common sense just to get on the bandwagon. For this, it's an unbelievable mess. Yeah, that's a great point. Thank you. In a moment, Jamie Tarbury is going to join us, staff writer for Al Jazeera, focusing on the ISIS situation. What's today's story there? At DougStephan.com, pictures of space getting smiles. There's an image that you can see. The picture is at DougStephan.com. of a couple of smiley faces, or at least that's what it looks like, in galaxy cluster SDSS J1038 plus 4849. We all know where that is, right?
Exactly. Go to the 7-Eleven, make a left, and go north for a long time.
Here's a lady named Judy Schmidt, who submitted a version of this image to the Hubble Hidden Treasure Image Processing Competition. So they have a contest, Kenny, right? Is that really what for people to send in pictures of what they see in space?
And that's not really a contest. It's just they're always looking for help.
Oh, and somebody that's doing a better job of finding things than they are with a Hubble telescope. So
space is pretty big.
Yeah, it is. So you're liable to miss a few things here and there. I just thought it was kind of cool. This is something. Somebody described it as unsettling but amusing. Who's looking at us? We're looking at them, but who's looking at us? Ever stop to think about that? We think about it from our side. We're looking out there to try to discover what's in this.
I think we're an ant farm for somebody.
You think so?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. We're definitely God's ant farm.
All right. Well, here to prove that is a young fellow named Al Peterson, who works on the staff at Richie's Radio America.
I don't have a young fellow, but I do have Al Peterson.
You have Al Peterson. Okay.
You're way too kind. You realize
he's the head ant.
Al Peterson is a very talented guy. Works at the headquarters of our originating network, Radio America. He's a fixer. He fixes. Richie messes stuff up. Al fixes it.
He's a production guy, engineer, does it all, and a musician. And just so you know, when you walk up and down the halls of Radio America, you will see keyboards, drum sets,
all kinds of
guitars, and ukuleles.
And Laura Ingram.
And Laura Ingram, right?
Yeah, right. Okay, so when you walk, I walked through there the other day. I didn't trip over anything. There was a ukulele, though, that I saw in the corner of Richie's office. So we're now celebrating ukulele music. Al has a very clever mind, and so we're all going to give him a suggestion of a song to play on the ukulele.
Okay, no, like adagios in D minor. Those I can't swing, but no, try me. See what I know.
All right, Jennifer, you want to start with a song?
Bye 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 by NSYNC.
He doesn't even know that.
Left
song.
My drum machine home. Sorry.
All right, how about Yesterday by the Beatles?
Boy, I wrote that one so long ago. Let's see. Yesterday, all my troubles seem so far away. Now it looks as though they're here to stay. Oh, I believe in yesterday.
All right, Ken, you got a song you want to strum?
Yeah, how about something from Buddy Holly, like Ray Vaughan or That'll Be the Day?
Oh, I like that.
Okay, let's see. That was an A. Well, that'll be the day that you make me cry. Well, that'll be the day you make me cry. You say you're gonna leave me. You know that's a lie. Well, that'll be the day when I die.
Very nice.
Even if you hit the wrong chords, a ukulele, it's just fun.
It's so forgiving.
Yeah.
And it's so, the chords are so easy. It's such an easy instrument. I bought one for my kids, and we're all just having a blast with it. Like,
all right, so Richie,
throw a curveball at you.
Yeah, give me another
Nirvana.
Oh, boy. Okay, let's see.
That's cool.
Wow. All right, I want you to do Always Walk on the Bright Side of Life.
Oh.
Always walk on
look on the bright side of life.
Look on that, too.
You know the words, Doug. Why don't you hit me?
Always then look on the bright side of life. Look at this Eric Idle song. Always look on. You got it? Richie, you got it? Yeah, I got it. Look on the bright side of life. One string at a time. Look on the bright side of life is that Mercury's out of retrograde today. Always look on the bright side of life. Shut up.
I like the whistle. Hey, let me tell you something. If you woke up this morning on the wrong side of the bed and you're just getting in your car, turning your radio on, it's impossible for you to be in a bad mood after listening to
it. Or just wonder, what are they doing this week?
What have they done to my program?
I'm impressed.
Always look on the bright side of life. By a ukulele.
So how much do we owe ASCAP for all this?
I'll tell you where you can stick ASCAP and C-Stack in the rest of the
year. It starts with ASCAP, right?
All right, good job, Al. Thank you. That was nice. Please join us anytime. Bring your ukulele or whatever you've got around. It is. We must have some
all
instruments
one
around.
Me.
We've got there other instruments around. What do you
oh,
have?
We've
what
got
else
so many musicians and instruments walking around this place.
We've got a shoehorn. Like we've got a shoehorn. We've got a pandemonium. We've got
shoehorn. That's my brother.
All right. We have to go back to the serious stuff in a moment. Jamie Tarbury, a reporter for Al Jazeera, talks about what's going on in the Middle East in a moment here on Good Day.
Welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
Hey, Staples guy, how do I know I'm getting the best price on this laptop?
Staples will match our competitors' prices, even if you find it online.
What about this tablet?
Price match guarantee.
And the smartphone?
Yep.
What about these ink cartridges, my chances of winning lottery, and toner?
Guaranteed, no way guaranteed, guaranteed.
Make on budget happen, make best prices happen. Staples, make more happen. Now at Staples, save up to $220 on select HP laptops powered by Intel.
Offer ends 2/14/15, in-store only while supplies last. Price match good at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store staples.com for details.
It's a Lumber Liquidator spring flooring kickoff sale and save on the latest hardwood flooring trends. This week at 3/4 inch solid pre-finished oak hardwood for $229, and all Bellawood floors are on sale. Save up to $500 and get a transferable 100-year warranty. Or get laminate from 49 cents, including up to 50% off our thickest and best laminates. Plus more deals on bamboo from $179 and pre-finished hardwood from $169 and 18-month special financing. These deals won't last, so get to the spring flooring kickoff sale today. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Private mortgage insurance, or PMI, can cost you thousands. But with the PMI advantage from Quicken Loans, you may never have to pay those expensive monthly mortgage insurance premiums again. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I'm excited to tell you that the Quicken Loans PMI advantage is our lender-paid mortgage insurance program. You see, we pay the PMI so you don't have to. Make the smart call and talk to one of our home loan experts today at 800-QUICKEN. You'll learn how the Quicken Loans PMI Advantage can give you more options, more flexibility, and may save you thousands when you refinance. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. To learn more, call us at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states and home loss number 3030.
All right. The ironplanet.com website, something we've been talking about this week, the leader for online auctions. People say, why are you talking about this on your program? Because we have a lot of independent business people, a lot of construction companies, a lot of equipment companies that listen to this program, independent business folks. And if they don't know about the Iron Planet auction, you can go to Orlando if you want to. But why bother? Because they're online at ironplanet.com. You can find anything, virtually anything, 1,500 things.
I've been to one of these. It's the coolest thing you've ever been to.
It really is. Yeah, really is. So if you want to watch the live Orlando auction, go online to ironplanet.com. You don't even buy something there. It's 15 before the hour on Good Day. Jamie Tarbury is a senior staff writer for Al Jazeera, and she has been following what's been going on in the situation in, well, it's Syria and Iraq, but the whole Middle East is being affected by this. Jamie, welcome to Good Day.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So you've been writing on this. What's the latest story that you've been responsible for penning?
Oh, my goodness. Well, I've been, I just finished a story about war reporters and the sort of the risks that that they knowingly take when they go into covering areas, including the Syria conflict, in light of what happened with Jim Foley. And, you know, it also does, I guess, to a certain extent apply to aid workers, considering what happened to young Kayla Mueller and the news that came out yesterday. I think that the broader question of what you know, what to do with ISIS is something that is going to be discussed on the Hill today. The president has sent Congress his request to, you know, for war authorization powers, and it's going to be very interesting to watch the debate sort of play out about what the strategy is, what the real aims are, and the scope of the measures that the president will be asking for.
I'd love to be a reporter and ask one of these people, and maybe this is an idea for you if you haven't already thought about it, what it is, how do we get beyond politics when it comes to something like this? Because there's so much danger here, and it seems that we're approaching it so slowly when we ought to be going faster. Is that because of the political considerations? Have you asked that question, or do you think from your observation that that may be part of the problem?
I do think that, you know, it's very interesting because the president did come into office claiming that Iraq was a dumb war and that Afghanistan was the only war that needed to really be concentrated on. Of course, then we had the Arab Spring and the sort of the minimum effort that went into, you know, the phrase leading from behind with what happened in Libya and in Tunisia and in Egypt, and we've seen the consequences of sort of the upheaval there. And in a lot of ways, people have said that it has led to the growth of ISIS. Certainly, when it comes to the Syria conflict, the people who were hoping that the U.S. would act sooner blame the lack of action for the utter ruin that is happening in places like Raqqa and Aleppo right now, and the spread of the Islamic State fighters and its group across that region. And the idea now that we're almost partnering with Bashar Assad, who is the person really behind so much of this? You know, my enemy's enemy is suddenly my friend.
Well, it got reversed. It got reversed with Saddam Hussein. He was our friend, then became our enemy. It happens all the time, especially in the Middle East. Don't you notice that?
It's such a telling thing, because I think that there's an idea here, and I think it's really about the optics of how things play out in this country that have completely different ramifications in the Middle East. When Americans talk about democracy to someone in the Middle East, democracy is the U.S. appointed person in charge. That was what happened with Mubarak, you know, and so it's all well and good to say something here, but the way it actually plays out on the other side of the world is something else completely.
Well, that's a good point you make about Mubarak and some of the others that have been titular heads that had got money and support in the United States because he was our guy, and then they say, okay, we want elections, and what happens during the elections is the Muslim Brotherhood gets elected. They're not our guys, and then there's suddenly an upheaval in that, and one wonders whether the CIA is involved in it. You know, it's to the point where you don't trust our government in most any way. At least that's the way I look at it, frankly.
Right, and I don't think we should. I think that we should always be asking questions and trying to hold people to account. The idea that the president cut short his trip to India to
go kiss the
when the rest of the
butt.
World's leaders to go. Exactly. And Saudi Arabia is responsible for so much of this fundamentalist strand of Islam throughout the world.
Absolutely. Yeah.
You know, and the idea that no one talks about that because of its strategic importance to this country.
Right. It's all about oil and the deals that Rumsfeld and Cheney put together with them long ago, and that's what sticks now. All right, Jamie, thank you for your observations. Jamie Tarbury, who is a senior staff writer and reporter at Al Jazeera, with some input, interesting input, with regard to ISIS in Syria and Iraq. It's 10 before the hour.
Did you pay to do your taxes this year? Or did you not pay to do your taxes because you filed them for free on TurboTax? And then you had some money to spend on something else, like a miniature train set, so you can give all your 2-inch tall friends a ride to a tiny post office or something. Anyhow, how you do your taxes is up to you. But if you want to pay absolute zero, then hop on TurboTax.com and file your taxes for free. Intuit TurboTax. It's amazing what you're capable of.
For simple U.S. returns only. Offer may end without notice. See offer details at TurboTax.com.
Not all barbecues are the same. Not all guitar licks are the same. Not all motor oils are the same either. Valvoline Full Synthetic High Mileage with MaxLite technology actually is different. It's the superior protection of synthetic for cars over 75,000 miles. But don't just believe us. See for yourself at seeadifference.com. Valvoline, 140 years under the hood. Visit AutoZone now and buy 5 quarts of Valvoline and an oil filter starting at $22.99. See store for restrictions and details.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
This is David Cordani, CEO of Cigna. For more than 20 years, Cigna has worked with the March of Dimes to address premature births in the U.S. Thank you for taking time to learn more about how you could support March for Babies in 2015. Premature births cause horrible suffering and cost billions of dollars each year. That's why Cigna is committed to raising funds and awareness through our employees, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies. Please join us in supporting the March for Babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Valentine's Day is coming soon. Guns80.com wanted to show you some lovin', so they stripped their profits to the bone, lowered their prices to $400 for their Ghost AR kits. Valentine's Day offer ends on the 15th, so don't delay. Return the love. Go to guns80.com, order your Ghost AR-15 rifle kit. No dealers, background checks, no hassles, delivered to your door. I call that love. Go to guns80.com. That's 844-248-6780. Order now, guns80.com. That's guns80.com or 844-2-GUNS-80.
This is Sheryl Crow, who's celebrating her 53rd birthday today.
Wow, she looks great.
Jennifer. She does.
It's from the movie Cars, which goes back to 2006. So that's how we get started with movie music on Movie Moments with Chuck Curry here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. All right, let's see if we can qualify somebody for our drawing next month. The trip to the Broadmoor in Colorado Springs is at stake. All expenses, you'll get flown there, and you get the hotel. It's a cool place. You will love it. You want to qualify, you have to identify identify the this. We're going to present three different cuts from a movie celebrating Burt Reynolds' career. He's 79 today. So if you listen to this carefully, figure it out. You'll call us at 888-302-3684. Here's the first clue.
I haven't been insured in my life. I don't believe in insurance. There's no risk.
You can tell by the voice that it's early in his career. Maybe that'll help. Next
That's
clip,
true.
Richie.
If we're lost, I don't want to hear about it.
I've never been lost in my life.
Uh-oh. John Voight. Isn't that the other voice?
Are there banjos in this movie?
Yes, there are.
Okay. Might be his best acting role ever.
888-302-3684. I think we've given it away by now, but here's one more cut, Richie.
This is going to be fun. Just follow us. Hey, what happens if we flip this thing over? How'd you talk that up? Hang on to your paddle. And if you hit any rocks, don't hit them with your head.
Yeah, this is... I saw this movie, and I have never been the same since.
My mother mistakenly took me to see that when I was 7 years old, and I haven't
really?
Been the same either. Yeah.
That explains a lot, actually. Thank you.
Okay, yeah, it's good. About him or me?
About both of
both
you,
both of you.
Okay. What's the name of that movie? 888-302-3684. Have the answer to that, and Chucker has movie news in a moment here on Good Day.
I like my breakfast like I like my rock. Soft. So I eat Belveeta Soft Baked Breakfast Biscuits, a tasty breakfast option for nutritious morning energy. It's just what I want before riding a flute solo that will softly rock every dentist's office around. Try Belveeta Soft Baked in oats and chocolate, cinnamon, mixed berry, and banana bread. Belveeta, morn and win.
All right, so Chucker, wait a minute, let's get the answer to this. Richie, who do you want me to talk to?
Let's try Carrie.
Carrie, what's the name of the movie from which we took those excerpts starring Burt Reynolds?
Deliverance, I believe.
Not a very hard lift there, right? What do you remember? Have you seen the movie?
You want to know something? I never have seen it all the way through, no.
Good.
Really?
Keep it that way.
It won't do you any good to see the whole thing. Let's put it that way.
Oh,
all right?
Thanks.
You're welcome. So you qualified for our drawing next month for a trip to the Broadmoor in Colorado Springs. Hold on just a second.
Thank you, Dave.
Is that you on the ukulele, Richie, or is that the real?
This is the band.
Yeah,
that's me, Richie.
Yeah, there it is.
Come on, boys.
All right.
Yeah.
Chucker. 50 Shades. Some critics say it's failing to match all of the hype. What do you?
You're asking me. I haven't read the book. I'm going to see the movie though tomorrow. But I just this statement. Tim Willman, president of the American Family Association, has denounced the big screen adoption of 50 Shades of Grey.
He doesn't like it. What?
He calls it disgusting.
That was his wife
said. 50 Shades of Evil.
50 Shades of Evil.
Now, Chuck, let me ask you something. We know that as a movie reviewer, you go see a lot of these movies yourself. Will you be in the theater by yourself for this one, or will you take your wife with you?
Yeah, my wife's coming with me.
Okay, all right. Mm-hmm. Thank God.
I'm going to bring you down.
I bet you there's going to be a baby.
That's a Pee Wee Herman moment.
I got one bit of movie news. According to the Wall Street Journal, Spider-Man's first appearance in a Marvel movie after yesterday's deal with Sony and Marvel will be in Captain America 3, which will also feature Iron Man and Black Panther. For a lot of people who say that the comic book movie trend is going to die out, it's not going to die out anytime soon because Marvel's got some amazing things going if you like superheroes.
Who's playing Superman in this movie? Right. Will it be the same guy that played in the Superman, the Man of Steel?
And what do you repeat that?
Who will play Superman in the Marvel movie?
No, Superman is not. It's that Spider-Man in the Marvel movie. Superman is a different unit. Superman, Batman, or DC. Iron Man and Captain America and Spider-Man are Marvel. They can't appear in the same universe. And one other bit of TV news, The Walking Dead drew 16 million viewers live Sunday night, continuing to be a juggernaut for AMC. I've never seen a more polarizing show, though, on Facebook. Some fans absolutely love it, some fans knock it. I'm in the love camp, and I thought Sunday night's episode, which killed off a main character, surprisingly, was an excellent piece of television.
Are you a fan of Breaking Bad?
I've only watched bits and pieces, but I'm going to watch
the new the spinoff did well. And then was it A&E that's also doing the Unforgettable, Jennifer?
Yes, A&E is signing it.
Right? Yeah, they do a lot of stuff there. It's a lot different than it used to be. All right, Richie's bound for us to go out with the music from Deliverance. So help yourself, Richie. Have your own way. Chuck Curry with us here on the Good Day program at 59 past the hour.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrant, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.